Brad Reinhardt believed that the best way to get at the essence of painting was to limit the parameters with which he as an artist could work. So as of the beginning of the 1950s, his palette was restricted either to red, blue, white, or eventually and only black. And as you stand in front of this black painting, you probably have begun to see the cross that goes across the middle from side to side and down the middle from top to bottom of different colors, very subtly different from the black that we get the overall impression of, but emerging to make you realize that there is a construction almost hidden within, waiting for you to find it. The paint that Reinhardt used was very, very matte or dry, because Reinhardt wanted to strip back the medium of paint to being less of a mixture and more of this just raw pigment that would give his paintings this unique quality of revealing themselves slowly. Ad Reinhardt presents a funny contradiction, because in fact he is one of the most articulate of the abstract expressionists. He wrote a great deal. On the other hand, when it came to the art, he believed in total silence. It didn't need that crutch of verbal language or explanation.
The artist, reading from his essay, Art as Art Dogma, in 1965.
The one standard in art is oneness and fineness, rightness and purity, abstractness and evanescence. The one thing to say about the best art is the breathlessness, lifelessness, deathlessness, contentlessness, formlessness, spacelessness, and timelessness. This is always the end of art.